Hello?
Hey, Curly, can you hear me?
Yep, it's Curly. How's it going?
Hey, Curly, it's Sean with Local Splash.
Thank you.
Hi, hi. I was following up with you regarding our call this morning about listing your company on the first
page. Yeah, I'm sorry. I completely forgot about this.
Oh, come on. Forgot about me?
I'm sorry. I did. I'm sorry.
It's all good. I just wanted to touch base and see if it's something that you could see a value in moving forward with.
Is this the – you're not John from the other – dude, I've had so many people call me today.
Yeah, it's John.
It's John.
I'm okay, that one.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good.
I'm not going to lie. I have not thought about it since that moment. Do I need to answer right now?
Well, I mean, it's something that we're looking to fill, you know? We've kind of been going down the list today, so we're
yeah, I know you're looking to fill it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
People that I've talked to, I feel like you'd be a good fit for it. I know that you're probably going to get calls about it because the Google partners and the way the network works, like when a spot opens up, they'll create a list of guys in the industry and area, and then they give it to all the Google partners. Like, we're not the only one. And so we all kind of call out until that spot fills. And then once a business takes that spot, they'll close out the category. The calls will stop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we're all going through a couple of people, and I'm telling you, like, the guys that I talk to, I feel like you're the better fit just because you're already kind of trying some marketing strategies that are third-party resellers. So they kind of do this for themselves to get the leads. You basically have like a middleman in there that's going to be charging you an extra fee that you don't really need to pay, and you can have people calling you directly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What? Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I haven't even like been home yet to like, I don't know. I have like a financial thing I gotta look through and make sure I can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense,
I
was telling you
earlier,
I was trying to get better at my budgeting and stuff like that.
The steak and noodles thing. I remember. Yeah. I know it's a budget thing, but the reason I followed up is because I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, this guy's going to spend way more money on lead fees with what he currently has than if he switches. I feel like switching would actually save you money because this is only $2.99 month to month, so it would lower your bill, but just that, and there's no other charges.
Yeah.
Instead of you paying per lead. That's where most of your expense is coming from is the lead fees.
Yeah. Right. All right, well, Can I? Because I know like there's this weird thing. Like, I got sucked into a subscription for it.
Yeah, it's like
can
a year contract
me,
with like a 30% cancellation.
Exactly. So let me see how much that. Let me see how much I gotta drop essentially. Yeah, guys.
But just to shoot you straight, I think I sent it to you. I texted you the FTC versus HomeAdvisor stuff.
Mhm.
Yeah, you remember that? Did you get it?
I haven't looked at it. I'm going to be honest. I've been going all day. Like, I have not looked at my text.
Okay, well, I got your back. That's your way out of there without paying the 30% or maybe even anything. You may be able to.
For real? Dude,
yeah.
I didn't realize that's what that was.
Yeah, I was trying to help you out because it's like usually if you click on that link and you see all the stuff, the business owner is like, yeah, I got to get out of there, you know, before you turn into another one of those guys. But the Federal Trade Commission is the FTC. They've been ordering them to pay back the business owners that sign up for it because they can't bind you to a contract and force you to pay a percentage of something that you never got.
Yeah, because I have never used it before, so.
Yeah, it's illegal. So it's like, what are they charging you 30% of nothing, you know? And it's the contracts even are not legal in the marketing place for business owners. You could bankrupt a company if the marketing strategy is not working, you know?
Yeah.
They're not allowed to do that. It's all supposed to be paid out like month to month.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Can you send, because I'm definitely going to get out of that. Mm-hmm. And this seems like a better thing, like, you know, like the Google thing on the Microsoft thing and everything like that.
List yourself independently. Like, all the stuff we create for you, you keep. Like, you're going to need a Google business profile and everything just for people to look you up and see you're a real company, you know? So it's like.
And even though you're not, like, Google yourself, you said this already, like, you direct partner with Google.
Correct, yeah. And I also sent you that in the text messages, too. Like, it's just, you can just look up, like, is Local / a Google partner? And it tells you right there, like, we're a premier Google partner of theirs. We're right across the street from them here in Southern California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, are you going to, like, send me, like, a link so I sign up for it? Or, like, what is it?
No, so if it's something you want to commit to, I would create the account, and then I can secure the position with you now over the phone. But
Do I have to, like, pay you over the phone, or is it something that you send to me?
No, yeah, the first payment, I would secure with you over the phone. I'll send you the receipt and everything in writing. And then after that, you'll have your own username and password to get into our app and tracking system. And then there's a billing section in the app, so you can kind of start and stop it at your leisure after that.
Okay. Yeah, and this isn't like some month subscription. It's just month to month. It's not like you're locking me in, right?
It's month to month, but we do recommend that you try it for at least 3 months. Like, we try
I get that.
Just so that you have enough time to see it all come to fruition, and then obviously the seasons affect things too. Like, the further we get away from winter, the more profitable it's going to be for you.
Okay. Yep, that works.
All right, so let me create your account first. For Curly's Mechanical, did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, so it's 814-320-1320.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Curly's your last name?
No.
Is this a nickname?
Just a nickname.
Okay, what's your first and last?
Matthew Blythe.
Matthew Blythe.
B-L-Y-T-H-E.
Y-T-H-E. Okay. So you must have some really curly hair then.
That's my name my whole life, yeah.
All right. That makes sense. All right. And then what's your business email address, Curly? I'm going to send you everything in writing and a receipt.
It's going to be hvac@curlysmechanical.com.
Okay. hvac@curlysmechanical.com. Do you have a logo or, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past that we could use for your website?
Yep.
Okay, sweet.
I already have a website.
Oh, for some reason I put in here, give him help with website. Is your website down or something?
No, it should be up.
Oh, here, I attached it to the listing. Let me click on it and see why I put that in the notes.
You think my website's dog shit?
No, I just put in there, like, help with website, and then I didn't really put too much detail in there. But I would set it up to where we were going to help you get the website at no extra cost. But you already have one.
Yeah, I already have one, yeah.
All right, sweet. So I'll just hyperlink this to the Google Business Profile. And then your Google Business Profile, did you complete the steps for verification?
Was that one of the texts you sent me?
No, it's usually like I will send you a text now, obviously, if it's not done.
I don't know if I did that or not.
Yeah, you would know if you did it, because they asked for, like, work vehicle and license plate pictures and tools and equipment pictures and stuff like that, and then you submit it to Google.
I definitely did not do that.
Okay. It's okay. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own the business. I'll send the form over with your receipt and your username and password for the tracking system. That way you have it. Google's going to want to verify your address one time. You could hide the address. You don't have to have it displayed, but what's the street address for the Google verification?
6801 Walnut Street, apartment 12C.
6801 Walnut Street. Okay, let me see here. Pittsburgh. You said apartment C?
12C.
12C. And it's 15225?
Yep.
Okay. And then you want this hidden, right? The address?
Yes, please. Okay. Yeah, I don't want people coming to my place.
It'll still say Pittsburgh, PA, 15225.
That's fine.
Yeah. Just, okay. Just won't have
the that's
address on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours?
Oh, what's up?
How do you want your
hours?
Yeah, your hours operation.
You can mark like 7 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, and then like if there's like a way to put like 24/7 emergency service, you can put that too.
Okay. 24/7. For an extra charge, of course, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so Monday through Wednesday, 7 to 5, and then 24/7 emergency services. So should I imply that like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are normally closed?
Well, it'll only be Saturday and Sunday, right?
Okay. Well, you put
like
Monday. You said Monday through Wednesday, 7 to 5.
Oh, is that what it says on my shit on my website?
No. That's just what you told me. I don't know if you meant to say Friday.
I meant to say Friday. I'm losing my mind.
No worries. And then Saturday and Sunday closed, but 24/7 emergency services available?
Nope.
Okay. That way you could charge an extra fee if you have to work on the weekends.
Yeah, I don't care if I got to work up late, as long as I get, like, compensated for it.
Okay. We're going to want to interview you. During the client interview, they're going to want to customize, like, the services you provide and the areas that you're willing to travel to. That way we're only gathering leads from those territories and for those services. They'll also provide you with a Google tracking number, and they want you to save that number under the business name so that way when you're getting calls, you know it's from your online listings and it's a potential prospect. Usually the client interview call, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. What do you think would be the best time to do the interview?
I'm not going to lie, it's like tomorrow too late.
No. You could do it any time after that. The main thing is getting the spot. So we're going to secure the spot, but then the interview is just at your next convenience. We just want your undivided attention for the interview because we're going to be customizing everything then.
Yeah, do tomorrow at like 3 o'clock.
Okay, let me see. Actually, let me pull up the calendar and make sure I got that. So 3.
Yeah.
No, see, I have 2 Eastern Standard, and I have 4 Eastern Standard. I have 3.
4's fine.
4's fine? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the appointment.
Okay.
And then I'll put Matthew, Curly, Weiss. And then we're going to text you 1 hour before as well, just as an automated reminder.
Okay.
To give you a heads up there so you don't miss it. Okay, I'm sending that over now. And it's just hvac@curliesmechanical.com for the email,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Right, perfect. So tomorrow at 4. All right, I just sent that invite over. And then before I gather any billing, I want to send over this text with the email address for you to send in logo and photos because we'll still use them for, like, the Google business profile.
Yeah.
Or any Facebook promotions, Yelp, Yellow Pages.
Okay, so, like, you're, like, putting my name on Yellow Pages and all that shit. Is that what you mean by leads?
Not leads. From Yellow
Pages.
What?
Yellow Pages.
Directories. Directories.
Mm. Okay. I'm getting them confused. My bad.
No, you're good. For Google verification, they want you on trusted directories and the information to match up, like your name, address, phone number, and website. All the information there needs to match up in order for them to verify it as legitimate. So we do all those submissions for you. We'll create all that content for you and make sure that it matches up. That way we can get you verified. And the ultimate goal, which is the first page placement, is start getting those calls coming in.
Sweet.
Okay. Let me go to billing here. All right. So I set you up for a platinum package with everything needed at $299 month to month. In terms of securing that first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Curly?
With a debit card, credit card.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Business name. Well, technically it'll say both on it, but, like, technically it's a business card.
Okay. So just to be clear, it says Matthew Blythe, Curly's Mechanical.
Yep. Curly's Mechanical, LLC.
Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed in your business name on your Google business profile?
I don't know. Do you think technically it is, like, the name of it. Like, technically it is LLC.
It looks more professional, but that's why I'm asking is because it's up to you.
Yeah, might as well put it in there.
Okay, let me go back real quick. It's not required to display, but I think it does look more professional.
Yeah, I mean, you're a professional here.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been around the block a couple times.
Yeah.
I've only started a few thousand businesses over the last 13 years. No big deal.
Yeah.
All right. All right. And then the billing address for this card, is it the same as the street address that we're going to Google verify?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will decline the payment if it's not.
All right. Yeah. If it declines, let me know. It's a different one, but I'm pretty sure it's 15225.
Interesting. I had 6801. Oh yeah, you're talking about the zip code. 6801.
Yeah. Sorry.
Chelsea.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
4187.
4187.
0411.
0411.
2634.
2634.
2147.
2147. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
9/27.
9/27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
941.
All right, and then I have a security question in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if you want to verify that it's actually us, or we want to verify that it's actually you, they'll use this security question. So you could have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, what was your mother's?
Russo.
Russo?
R-U-F-F-O.
Oh, Rufo. F-F-O. Okay. I was thinking Russo. Like karate.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and save. Okay, Rufo. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, Curly. If I say anything that in this voice verification recording, that like if you don't understand or you want me to rephrase it for you, just let me know, okay? I just want to make sure we're on the same page before I authorize the transaction.
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance by Google to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Curly's Mechanical LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Matthew Blythe, and I guess like owner, CEO.
Yeah, he's the owner. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yep.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. You agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time.
Yep.
Okay, and then in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our service?
Yeah.
Okay. We know what you already have, Curly, so I'm not telling
you.
I'm not telling
you Facebook and stuff like that. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. We're going to run some ads through that Facebook page, too, to get some clients coming in. But what we're getting at here is, like, we don't want you to create any new listings after today, because if you submit something that's like a duplicate or if the information doesn't match up, Google will flag them and suspend them.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll basically have the opposite effect, where they're, like, hiding your listing because they don't know if it's real.
All right.
Okay? So if you're not sure, just double check.
I can still post on my Facebook, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They'll show you how to add us as manager to it, and we'll do a bi-weekly posting as well for the pop-ups and the ads.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, so you'll get remarketed, or you'll show us pop-ups to people who have searched for HVAC contractors in the last 48 hours.
Okay, yep, that works.
That's how Facebook works.
Awesome. All right,
and then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 9th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle. So that's the one that's advertised at $599 on our site. I've waived all setup fees for you, and then I've locked this deal in for as long as you're with us. Okay? So it's not just like a first-month promotion. You'll keep this deal as long as you're with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's sweet.
And it's a three-month verbal commitment, okay? So you're not buying it to a long-term contract. It's going to automatically renew each month on the ninth day. We're not manually processing the payment. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due. So, like, before the ninth day of the month. If you cancel before 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. It says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. Give me 1 second here. When it goes through, you're going to get three notifications. One, the Google verification form. You got to fill that out so we can get the business Google verified. The second thing is going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. You'll have to sign off on the bottom of that. It's an e-signature, so you can just read through it and then type your name out, sign off on it when you're ready. And then the last one, Curly, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yep.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just making sure we're on the same page. And then the last one's going to be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. We have an app in the App Store. Doesn't matter what kind of device that you use. If you just go to App Store and type in our company name, Local Splash, it'll have a navy, blue, and orange L and S. And that thing's going to be like your best friend. Like, if you ever miss calls, it'll save their information. You'll have recordings of calls. In there, you could request reviews. I don't know if you've ever seen those text messages, like leave a star rating, tell us about your experience.
Yep.
So you'll be able to send those to your customers when you're done with jobs through the app.
Would I be able to do that? So I use like House Call Pro right now.
Yeah.
So like I got reviews on that and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does it say something about Facebook reviews and shit like that?
Facebook, I believe we can. I gotta double check. I don't want to guarantee you we can on that. Just because I know we'll have access to it, but I also know Google does verified reviews where they usually like the person to be signed into their email when they're writing it. So that way they know it's like legitimate and somebody can't just like spam you with a bunch of bad reviews out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'll have to double check. I'll have to ask Kyle. He's the head of the Facebook department downstairs.
Okay.
But I don't want to promise you. But I know that we do have integration for House Call Pro where you can integrate the two apps basically. So that way you have like everything in one instead of having to jump around.
Awesome.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. And then the client interview is locked in for tomorrow at 4:00. So you should be good to go until then. I just got to make sure you get all your paperwork.
All right, sweet.
And then outside of all this stuff, we'll walk you through it step by step. It's not going to be like Home Advisor by Angie's where it's just kind of like set it and forget it. You're going to have an account manager that's like going to be on top of you too, making sure you're not missing stuff.
Speaking of that Angie's List thing, by the way, if I were to call this number back, when call you, you'd be able to talk me through how to cancel that shit without paying the 30% fucking...
Yeah, so
okay.
How long ago did you sign up with them?
Dude, I just did it. I haven't even opened the fucking app yet. Okay. But I just know it's bullshit, and I shouldn't have done it. It was a terrible financial decision.
Yeah, let me legally, you have it's okay. I've done that before too. And getting married is like a big one. big bad financial decision. No, I'm just kidding. I love my wife, but expensive. 3-day right of rescission does apply in the state of PA.
What is it?
The 3-day right of rescission.
Right of decision?
Right of rescission.
Oh, right of rescission. Okay.
Yep. So let me do this. Pennsylvania.
Well, technically it's been 4 days now, right? Fuck, like Friday I signed up for it, so.
Yeah. So either way, though, like, the weekend doesn't count. It's business days. But it'll tell you right here, like, in Pennsylvania, a 3-day right of rescission allows consumers to cancel contracts for goods or services over $25, home improvements, or loans secured by a home, excluding initial home purchases within 3 business days. This cooling off rule applies to contracts signed at home or away from home services from the seller's place of business. Applicable contracts, door-to-door sales, home improvement contracts. Yeah, here, let me just send this to you. Cancellation.
Okay.
This is like the law, right? But you should jump on it right away. And then I've also had guys where they're like, they're getting into it. They're getting into these back and forths. They're threatening them with the early termination and things like that. And then they just tell them, like, look, I'll report you to the FTC. I've already seen that stuff. I don't want my business to be a part of it, so I'm trying to part ways with you guys. But if you're not going to do it, then I'll just report you to the FTC. The FTC is the Federal Trade Commission that I sent you earlier, and the Federal yep. Trade Commission could shut them down. But usually what the Federal Trade Commission does is order them to pay back. So for the last, like, 6 years, they've had different verdicts, but it's always, like, $7 million and more that they end up having to go pay
and
back.
And have to pay back, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you can either just refund me and cancel it now, or I'm going to go this route, and I'm going to end up getting it back either way. And a lot of times, they just they go belly up, and they're like, okay, let's just
all right,
give ourselves the headache. Okay.
Sweet.
But those are the two routes. Like, legally, you're still within that 3-day right of rescission period for businesses, and then also the FTC stuff. I'm not supposed to tell you this over a recorded line, but you're a cool guy. I feel like I'm going to get along with you, and we're, like, the same age, so I'm like, all right, let me just help them out. But I know they're going to tell me something when they hear this recording later.
I appreciate it.
I'm like, the guy said he wasn't going to eat. He was going to eat noodles, you know?
Dude, that was like insane. Yeah, they like...
Yeah, avoid that, though. Like, that's just a life thing. Like, if a chick
yeah.
is going to marry them on the first date, run.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking, genuinely. That's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, that's just... Yeah, learning experience. Never commit to anything until you know it's...
Yeah, and, like, at the time, it's not even like I called them. They called me, and then, like, I just got put. I folded completely under pressure. Because I didn't want to do it, and then I still ended up doing it. I was like, "Fuck! Like I'm an idiot." So
yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. Some people do well with it. It's just the problem with those guys is that they send their leads to everybody. So it's like if you're not the first guy to call them, you lose the job, and then they still try to hit you with the lead fees on it too.
Yeah,
and, yeah, it just adds up after a while, and you're paying for nonsense.
Yeah.
It's not horrible. Sometimes it works out. If you're doing really large, like, roof jobs and stuff, like, I hear contractors like that, where they're like, hey, I went through $1,000, but I finally got a roof job that ended up making the money back, you know? So.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's the whole thing. It's just like, is it even fucking worth it?
It would be, but over time. But it's just always better to have your own listings. Like, with this, you got so many different things we'll be able to pull leads from. Everybody's using Google, but... If they're on Bing, if they're on Facebook, if they're on Yelp, if they're on Yellow Pages, they're on Amazon Alexa, we got you. If they're searching from Apple Safari on an iPhone, you'll be there. It's just better to have your own stuff.
I agree with that because I had never even heard of that fucking Angie's List before until they called me. I'm an idiot.
They've been around for a while. We've been around for a while, too, but you're more likely to hear about a business we promote because we don't do it the way they do it. We don't put people on our site and then put ourselves on there. We just put them up there directly as a Google partner, but... That's what I was telling you earlier. I sent you that thing. It is local/a Google partner, and then you'll know you're actually talking to the right people.
Sweet.
All right. Well, we're good to go until tomorrow at 4, as long as you got all your paperwork.
Yep. I'll get some pictures and shit ready as well.
Okay. And then I have another representative that's going to contact you at 4, but I sent over my direct number and extension to you earlier. That still applies moving forward. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, just reach out, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you, John. Thank you.
All right, Curly. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good night, okay?
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it.
Call Home Advisor.
Yeah, I will. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, also, if you keep getting those calls, I sent the notification that the position's filled, but if you keep getting calls throughout today or maybe early tomorrow, just politely decline and let them know you're already working with Local Splash.
Okay, yeah. I was going to ask you that. I swear I got another call earlier, and I told him straight up. I was like, dude, I just talked to somebody about this. Like,
yeah, there's 4 premier Google partners in the country,
okay.
And we all get the same list, so they can't see who's, like,
okay.
Another company is on it. But if you let them know, they'll, like, okay, and then they'll get the notification.
That's kind of what they did anyway, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you'll be good. I'll take it off. Those calls should stop.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Curly. Have a good night. You're welcome.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.